Welcome, we are in Maseches Tainis, Daf Dalad Amid Aleph, about 12 or 13 lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Brechia, says Rabbi Brechia, Af Knesset Yisrael, Sha'ala Shaloka Hogeng. There are situations where Klal Yisrael themselves ask things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a matter that is not entirely appropriate, and nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eshiva Kahogen. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, because the relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people always endures, Hashem responds in a manner that is helpful to us. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'neida nirdefa l'adases Hashem, that we want to know and we want to pursue knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, K'shachar nochon motza'o, to the same degree that we are confident that the morning is going to bring forth light to the world. That's like a shachar, nochon motza'o, just like we know that the morning is bringing what's coming, the sun. That's how strong our conviction is that we want to know and we want to be able to connect to Yediyas Hashem. V'yavo kegeshem lanu. And when that occurs, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will come to us, will be mashpia on us, kageshem lanu, like rain. So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Knesset Yisrael, Biti, my daughter, at shoel es davar shepamim misvakesh, upamim enu misvakesh. The metaphor that you have used to capture your desire to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reciprocate by connecting to you, is something that is not entirely appropriate, because rain in certain seasons is something we want, and in other seasons is something that is not a source of bracha at all. While HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reciprocating our desire to know Him by creating a connection with us is something that we would always want to know. So it's a She'ela Shelo Kehogen. Nevertheless, Aval Ani Eyelecha Davar Mispakesh La'olam. But nevertheless, I am going to bring to you a connection that will exist all of the time. She'nemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Eya Ketali Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be like tal to the Jewish people. Not like geshem, but rather like tal. Tal is something that's always useful to the Jewish people. Perhaps one of the messages of this Gemara is that often we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to manifest Himself in our lives in terms of our Yediyas Hashem and our relationship and our connection to Him in big ways. And we need these big moments to inspire us, to instill a sense of emunah within us. These are the big moments that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be there. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response is that, you know, you think that you want a relationship of Geshem, but even though Geshem itself is more of a significant life force in terms of its contribution to the world, it doesn't have that same level of persistence and consistency. There's another type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's not entirely dependent on the bigger, stronger, more ambitious moments, and that is the lighter but more persistent and sustaining world of Tal. The ability to be able to have an ever-presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives and have a underlying appreciation of Yediyas Hashem, even if it doesn't always come in these big bursts and these big moments, but it's something that is, in general, more persistent. And that's really what we should ultimately be striving for. Great stories and great moments are amazing, but what we really want in our lives, we'd be willing to forego that if we could have a more consistent baseline of appreciation for the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our world. Va'ot she'la shelo kehogein, and there's another example of Knesset Yisrael asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelo kehogein, that is not entirely appropriate, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates in a manner in which is helpful to us. Amar lefanav, extending what we said before about the bito. So she then says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom Hashem, Simani kachosam alibecha, kachosam al zroecha. I want you to put like a seal on your heart and like a seal on your arm, to put ourselves, to put the existence and presence and consciousness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Jewish people, kaviyachol, on the as a seal on the heart and on the arm of Hashem Himself. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to her, Biti at shoel es davar shepa'amim nireh upa'amim eino nireh. You're requesting something of me that's not entirely appropriate in terms of how you're formulating it, because a seal that's placed on the arm or on the chest is something that nevertheless is not visible all of the time. It's concealed. Upa'amim eino nira. There are times where a person is clothed, and therefore you wouldn't be able to see that seal. So if we extend that metaphor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're saying that Hashem should have Klal Yisrael as a manifest symbol, kaviyachol, on his existence. But sometimes it should be covered, and sometimes it should be uncovered. That's she'ela shelo kahogeim. Who would want to request something like that? About ani eselecha. Nevertheless, I am going to respond. I'm going to make for you davar shenira la'olam, a imprint that always exists. Shenemar, as it says, ein al kapayim chakosich, that I'm going to engrave your presence on my palms, and that is something that's always exposed. And therefore, that represents our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much deeper way. And that is that Klal Yisrael is always a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's consciousness. That even if sometimes we experience the presence of Hashem as hidden in this world, personally or nationally, nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has the engraved image or the engraved consciousness of Klal Yisrael on an aspect of his being that is constantly in front of him. The Gemara then quotes from our Mishnah, Ein Shalin es Gishamim, and then the Mishnah continues, Ela Samach L'Gishamim, that we do not request rain except in proximity to the season of rain. So Savruhu, so the Gemara says, the assumption that's made here is She'elav Azkar Achalda Milsehi, that just like we don't begin saying the same Talumatar, just like we don't have She'ela, except in close proximity to the rainy season, so to Askara, which is the subject of our Mishnah, we do not do except in close proximity to the rainy season. Man Tana, who is the Tana that believes this to be the case, that you have to have Haskaras Geshamim close to actual Geshamim? Amar Rava says, Rava, Rabbi Yoshua, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua. The Amar, as Rabbi Yoshua said in the Brisa earlier, Mishas Hanachasol, that when do we begin mentioning Kavuras Geshamim? When do we begin saying Mashiv Aruach Morid HaGoshem? Immediately after we put down the Lulav and Esrog, which is on the eighth day of Sukkot. Seventh day is the last day with the Lulav and Esrog. And therefore on the eighth day we start, and that's what's called Samuch L'Geshamim. So Amar Le Abaye, so says Abaye to Rava, you're saying that this has to be the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua? Ela Filu Teima Rabbi Eliezer. The same thing could be true about the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. That could also be consistent with the statement of our Mishnah. And he argues in Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Eliezer holds that we're maskir givuros kishamim already from the first day of Sukkot. And even so, it could make sense with the end of the Mishnah that ain sholin es a gishamim el samuch l'gishamim, because we could just reject this original assumption that she'ela l'chud v'azkara l'chud, that indeed she'ela cannot be done el samuch l'gishamim, but the actual haskara of gishamim, that could already be done on the first day of Sukkot in order to bring the ritzui for the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in association with this power that Hashem could give us Geshem, that could start already from the beginning of Sukkot, and the She'ela could start closer to the end of Sukkot. And She'ela L'chud and Askara L'chud, these could be two different things. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that they start precisely at the same moment. Then the Gemara brings another possibility, V'ikad de'amri, another version of this same basic reconciliation, is Lema, so the Gemara says, say perhaps that Rabbi Yoshua, the Gemara just comes out of the gate and suggests that Rabbi Yoshua is consistent with this statement, Ein Shalin Segesham Masamach L'Geshamim, the Omar, because he holds, after all, that we begin Haskaras Gevuros Geshamim, Mishas Anachaso, the beginning of Shmini Atzeres. So Omar Rava, Rava says, no, your presumption that this has to be Rabbi Yoshua, since he is the one that begins on Shmini Atzeres, is not correct. If you'll tell me Rabbi Eliezer, it could be even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because She'ela L'chud V'Azkara L'chud, because there could be one period of time, one starting point for She'ela, and an alternative starting point for Azkara. She'ela could begin already at the end of Sukkot, whereas Azkara could begin at the beginning of Sukkot. Now the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ober Lifnei Teva. So Rabbi Yehuda was of the opinion that the individual that stands before the Aron, the Chazan, so on the last day of Sukkot, So the Achron is Maskir, the Rishon is Eino Maskir. The Baal Musaf is the one that's going to make the transition to begin including Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGoshem. Whereas on the first day of Pesach, a Rishon Maskir, that first Chazan and Shacharis, will be Maskir, will continue what started on Sukkot of including Mashiv HaRuach. Acharon Eino Maskir, but the last one, the Baal Musaf, will already omit it. The transition happening at Musaf itself. So the Gemara asks that we have a stira. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But we learned in a Mishnah of Raminu, Ad Masai Shalin is a Geshamim. And to what point do we ask Gesham? To what point do we include the Saint Talumotar? So Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shiavara Pesach. Until Pesach passes. Once Pesach is over, so then we will cease saying the same Talumotar, but during Pesach, we will continue to include it from whenever it has begun. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Ad Sheyavar Nisan, that it be included until Nisan itself comes. So it seems that we have a stira here, because it seems that when it comes to adding the same Talumotar Livracha, that Rabbi Yehuda believes that we keep it going all through Pesach. Whereas when it comes to the Maskirin, the transition is happening at the beginning of Pesach. So Amar Abchizo lo kasha, this is not a question, because kan lishol, kan lahaskir. These are two different things. One has to do with She'ela. When it comes to She'ela, you will continue the She'ela through Pesach, kan lahaskir. But when it comes to being Maskir, that transition will happen on the first day of Pesach. Mishol shoyel ve'ozil. We will continue to ask and persist through the Chag of Pesach, but lahazkir, when it comes to be mazkir the Geshamim, b'yom tov harishon pasuk, we will stop being mazkir on yom tov rishon. So that's the Gemara's solution of Rav Chisda. Amar Ula, Ula has a different approach. Had Rav Chisda, kasha, kachometz lishinayim v'cheoshen le'inayim, this solution that you have proposed, Rav Chisda, of how to reconcile the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah that we quoted at Masai Shalin with regards to She'ela, and the Mishnah that we are dealing with of Ha'over Lifnei Ateva, that is a repulsive solution. Why? Kasha kachometz lashinayim v'cha'oshan le'inayim. It's like vinegar to the teeth and like smoke to the eyes. Doesn't make any sense at all. Because Uma b'makom she'eno shoel mazkir. If, when it comes to the tefillah of Shmini Atzeres, we don't ask for Geshamim in tefillah, we don't say the same Talu Matar, because on Yontif we have not yet added Baruch Aleinu, and nevertheless we are being Maskir, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGoshem, so we have this time where we're Eino Shoel, we don't ask, but we're Maskir, but B'makom Sheshoel, Eino Din Shiei Maskir. But certainly when it comes to times that we are asking, so we are always mentioning, meaning to make the request of tefillah for Geshem without affirming a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in providing Geshem does not make any sense at all. To mention Geshem, but without asking for Geshem, so okay, we're affirming a Kadosh Baruch Hu's role in this, but we're not yet requesting, for whatever particular reason, the Geshem to fall at this very moment. And we discussed earlier what those considerations were. But certainly we've introduced the Haskara before the She'ela. So on the other end, when you're about to terminate the Haskara, when it comes to the first day of Pesach, how could you persist in the She'ela for the remainder of Pesach when there's no more Haskara? It doesn't make sense. The Haskara creates the framework within which we can ask for the rain. It is what affirms our recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's role in rain, to then say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give us the rain. The Gemara answers, Elo Amar Ula, but says Ula, Trei Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. These Mishnayos actually cannot be reconciled because they represent two different Tanoim and their approach to what in fact the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda was. And therefore, according to one Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda was Mafsik, being Mazkir in the Musaf of the first day of Pesach, and that's when he would stop the She'ela as well at the same time. And the Tana of the other Mishnah held that Rabbi Yehuda was of a different opinion, that we had the She'ela through Pesach, and presumably the Haskara would also persist through Pesach. So this is a very big machlokas in what the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, but in no way does Rabbi Yehuda split the She'ela from the Haskara at Pesach in the way that was depicted by Rav Chisda. The Gemara now introduces another possible resolution. So we had Rav Chisda and we had Ula, and now we have Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, no, my ad sheyavor ha-Pesach, when we have this Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that your shoel for Geshamim until Pesach is over, what does that mean? Ad sheyavor shliach tzibur rishon hayore b'yom tov rishon shel Pesach. Didn't mean until the holiday of Pesach is over, but rather this yavor was referring to something else. Until the shliach tzibur, the first shliach tzibur passes from being the one that's leading us on Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, meaning that the Baal Shachris is no longer davening, meaning that we begin, or that we end, on the first day of Pesach. But says Amalei Abaye, says Abaye, hold on, She'ela b'Yom Tov mi'ika, there is no She'ela on Yontif. How could you say that the Gemara's intent, the Mishnah's intent, was to refer to the fact that we have the She'ela will end with Shachris, and Musaf will be the transition, and that's what he was trying to say. There is no She'ela at all on Shachris. So how could it be ending on Shachris? So says the Gemara, you're right, Rav Yosef says, you're right, Shoel Miturgamon. It's not talking about She'ela in the Tefillah, it's talking about the Miturgamon, which was somebody that used to provide translations for the Torah, and for the drushos of the rabbis, and therefore that individual would include a request for rain. It would include a request for geshem. So says Abaye, b'chi miturgamon shol v'davar she'ena tzarech letzibur. But why would the miturgamon be asking for something that's not needed by the tzibur? And since we're going to stop mentioning rain on the first day of Pesach, so then why is he being Shoel on the first day of Pesach that we now have to have a Mishnah come and tell us, oh, that's the end of the She'el? So it doesn't make any sense. Ela machvarta kide'ulo. Rather, Abaye says, no, we're going to have to go back to the solution of Ula, that there were really two different Rabbi Yehudas, and that's the better solution to this entire problem. Rabba Omar. Now, Rabba has another possible solution. My ad sheyavor ha-Pesach. What does it mean that Rabbi Yehuda says that we hold out until Pesach is over, until Pesach passes? It doesn't refer to the whole holiday of Pesach, but rather ad sheyavor zman shchitas ha-Pesach. The time frame we're talking about here is the zman of the shchita of Pesach. That happens in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. So what he means to say is that She'ela will end at Mincha on Erev Pesach. So already at Ma'ariv of Pesach night, obviously She'ela will no longer be present. Even though She'ela is no longer present, it's not relevant, but even though it's not present or relevant, nevertheless, Haskara will keep going. And the Gemara says, Utchiloso kein sofo. And just like the beginning, where we begin including Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Goshem, the end will also have the same framework. Matchiloso mazkir af al pi she'eino shoel. Just like at the beginning, we will be mazkir, even though we haven't begun she'ela, we will include an affirmation of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's power for rain, even though we have not started the process of she'ela, because that's not going to happen until later. Af sofo, so too at the conclusion, at Pesach, mazkir, we can have a situation, we can have a period of time that Ma'ariv and Shachris, where we will mention Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Goshem, Aval Pi She'eino Shoel, even though we're no longer requesting rain. Amar Lei Abaye, so Abaye says to Rabba, not exactly. Bishla Matzchila So Mazkir. I understand why in the beginning we're being Mazkir. We mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power for rain, Haskara Nami Ritzui She'elahi. Because we're mentioning the rain, because ultimately we are going to ask for the rain. So affirming HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power for the rain is a way of being Miratzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that when we ultimately come and ask for the rain, we've already established this recognition. El Sofa, when it comes to culminating the insertion of Mashiv Ruach HaMoreh Goshem, Ma Ritzui She'ela Ika, there's no need to even prepare or to be Miratzeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there's not going to be a She'ela following it. So now we've terminated reciting Vesein Talumatar. Now all we have is mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power of rain. Why would we do that for another two tefillos when it's in anticipation of nothing? It's just a standing praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during a period of time where we've basically concluded that rain is no longer something that we want or something that we need. Ela machvarta kedeula. Rather, we return again to the approach of Ula, and therefore that should be the solution of there are two different traditions with respect to what Rabbi Yehuda's Shita was.